You are listening to the Vernon Verona Sherrill Central School District Techie Teacher Tribe podcast. This is an EdTech-focused podcast spotlighting the daily awesomeness of VVS school teachers. The mission of this podcast is to spread awareness across the district and community of the exemplary 21st century instruction happening here at VVS. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the long-awaited episode regarding PBL on the Techie Teacher podcast. And this was promised in episode one, but because we had some scheduling issues, I'm sitting with Miss Alex Page here in the music suite of VVS High School, and we're going to be talking about her recent project-based learning experience that she implemented with her high school orchestra group. So could you talk a little bit about what you teach at VVS first?
Yes, absolutely. So I am the director of secondary orchestras at VVS. So I work with the middle schoolers and the high schoolers, and I'm also the general music teacher in the middle school.
Awesome. And so this project was specifically for your orchestra group, right?
Yes, this was specifically meant for high school orchestra.
Awesome. PBL is a hot topic in education right now, project-based learning. So there's a lot of misconceptions around project-based learning in education. Essentially, just because a teacher is assigning projects, like I'm giving my students a research project and they're going to present to the class, doesn't necessarily constitute project-based learning. So could you talk a little bit about what PBL is and maybe even why you decided to do this?
Absolutely. So over the summer, I attended the workshop that BOCES gave on PBL. Is a 5-day workshop. By the end of it, I felt really inspired to try it with my kids. The really big misconception, like you talked about, was that just any project can be PBL, which is what I learned is really not true. There's a lot of components that you need for it to be a real truly authentic PBL. So the ones that I really tried to focus on were authenticity and the sustained inquiry.
Okay.
So our theme for our concert was around the world. So my students were playing some music from different countries and they really liked it and they really wanted to know more about it because some of them knew some of the pieces, especially the music from colonial America.
Okay.
But they didn't know that much about it.
Okay.
So after about a week when we started playing the music, I asked them, is it important that we know? Why would it even matter? Mm-hmm. And then that it really just started snowballing from there. We ended up taking a whole class period just talking about why we think it's important. And it was only supposed to be a 2-minute discussion.
Why it's important to understand the background of the piece that you're playing.
Yes. Okay. Does it matter to understand the background and historical significance of a piece? And does that inform the way you play the piece?
Right.
So our whole project was based around developing a better understanding of the music of our countries that we researched and the performance practices that are related to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took it and they were able to create some rehearsal plans and they worked with the orchestras. At the concert, they gave little presentations about their research and what they learned and how their project was able to help them and how it can help the audience better appreciate the music.
That was my favorite piece. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that was my, when we, because you brought me in to do a Google expedition, because this whole theme was countries around the world, so we took the kids to Peru, Machu Picchu, because they had been studying Peru and history in correspondence with the piece that they were playing for the concert, Peruvian music.
Yes.
So anyway, so we got talking about this project and that piece that you had the students connect with the community at the district strings concert.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I think that's another big piece of PBL are those community connections.
The public project is really important. It can't just be something where they turn in the project and that's the end of it.
Right.
It has to have some sort of presentation, whether it's the public being like the rest of their classmates or to their school, or in our case, it was the whole community concert. There has to be some part of that in order for it to really achieve the gold standard for PBL.
Mm-hmm.
which the concert is the perfect, in my opinion, it's the perfect way to have a public product for some research.
So there's certain pillars of PBL, authenticity being one of the pieces, community connection or authentic connections being another piece.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the, because we have the graphic right in front of us, what are the 8 standards of the gold standard PBL?
So they are the challenging problem or question, sustained inquiry, authenticity, student voice and choice, reflection, critique and revision, and public product. And then those all go into key knowledge, understanding, and success skills. Awesome. So those all work together to create the final product.
Mm-hmm. So the other piece of this project that you worked on was that, and you can talk a little bit about this, that it was the student were delegating the work and coming up with the tasks and even running rehearsals. I got to watch one of the orchestra rehearsals where there was a student leading the rehearsal. It was so awesome. She was recording the rehearsal on her mm-hmm. phone and then playing it back for the students. And you were in the background just kind of, you were like popping around to individual students and really getting hands-on with some students, but quiet. You weren't talking. This student was leading the rehearsal and playing back the audio for the piece that they just played. And then she was asking questions like, okay, so who has feedback on this? I mean, I'm not a music person, but so that she was leading discussion, and the other students were engaging in discussion about, tempo was off at this point, and they were getting really in-depth. I felt like it was a professional orchestra.
I mean, it helps that she's also...
She gave me this look like she agreed.
She's a superstar student anyway, yeah. So that also, it really helps. But part of what I really wanted them to be invested in this project, mm-hmm. so they really had to take the reins on this. So mm-hmm. you had talked about they delegated and they assigned jobs for each other. They had a whole packet that they followed where they looked at different jobs that they could all do. They all helped each other choose the different jobs that would work best for them. They had contact sheets where they said, we're going to check in with each other this many days out of the week about what we're doing, and they all delegated who's going to look up like the culture and who's going to be researching the lyrics to this song.
Mm-hmm.
They really did it. I gave them time in the library to do research, but the most I did was give them some templates to help them organize their project and their rehearsal plans, but they did the rest.
That's awesome.
I went through, here's how you can research the piece, here's some websites, here's how you can, here's your pattern for conducting, and then they just did the rest, so.
That's fantastic.
It was more than I could hope for, really.
It's so exciting because the students really could tell that they were that much more engaged. So, on that note, how did you feel the student connections to the pieces, were they affected in comparison to other concerts you had prepared for, or what did you notice in the students? Was there anything different in the student learning?
They were very knowledgeable. That's, I think, the most any of my students have ever had, the most understanding that they've ever had for a piece. So that certainly helped, because they also had to do a lot of in-depth analysis of the score, because mm-hmm. they had to know, this is where the kids are going to have trouble, this is where we have to rehearse. So they really, they knew their own piece inside and out. They could all sing the parts. They really knew what they were doing.
Basically, you're saying that the students were more engaged.
Yeah.
And they were more knowledgeable. So that's the goal, is that they're retaining more information mm-hmm. and they're liking what they're doing. And
mm-hmm.
was the product any different? Like, was it like a I wish I had been able to go. Was it like a superstellar concert in comparison to others?
I think that I knew that they were very excited, because they kept telling me, oh, I'm really excited to give the presentation. They really wanted to show off what they had been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our first performance since the middle of December. So they were also... They've shown a lot of progress since December.
Right.
But I also think compared to last year's District Strings concert, they communicated better.
Mm-hmm.
I think partly because they all knew each other better, because my group is 9th through 12th graders.
Yes.
And some of them are best friends, but some of them have never spoken to each other before.
Right.
So this project, I think, really helped with the communication aspect of performance, mm-hmm. which people don't always realize the importance of that.
Especially in mixed level
yes.
Classes where the students, is the first time they're even meeting these other students. They yes. haven't grown up with them, essentially. Mm-hmm. So and also it's intimidating for a ninth grader to work with a senior. And, mm-hmm. and so the fact that they were able to work hands-on together in mm-hmm. collaborative groups before, so you think that made yeah. a difference?
Absolutely, especially because this year I have 3 or 4 kids who are in their first year ever in orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And those kids were in the group right alongside some of my kids who have been playing for 7, 8, 9 years.
Wow.
So, that's awesome. Which last year, I think if I tried to tell them, hey, you're going to play in this concert, you're going to play the exact same music as everybody else, I think they would have mm-hmm. died of fright. But this yeah. this time, they stepped right up to it, and they felt more comfortable, which really just benefited their performance.
Awesome. So, since this is an EdTech podcast, I know we haven't talked about technology at all, but, I mean, this ties, EdTech ties in, and on this podcast, we talk about 21st century learning, which PBL mm-hmm. definitely is. But so how did technology facilitate this project at all?
It was very reliant on the technology, especially in this day and age where so much research is done online. So mm-hmm. just in that respect, they used lots of online databases mm-hmm. for their research and doing all the preliminary, you know, just background information. They all used Google to get in to communicate with each other because okay. even if they had a study center, it was never when all the other kids right. had study centers. So they used Google Docs, Google mm-hmm. Slides to help organize everything. Their presentations were done on Google Slides. Mm-hmm. They used the smart board in class for some of their rehearsal plans. Not all of them did, but some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
We took that Google Expedition.
Yeah,
which was awesome. Outstanding. Lots of fun. So really, Google played a huge role
yes.
in this. Yeah. You know, all hail Google.
So the collaborative features of mm-hmm. being able to work on it at their own pace and at their own time and mm-hmm. In different locations.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So, if you had any advice, I know, is this the first time you've done a project? Yeah, because you just went to the workshop this summer, so this is the first time that you've done something like this.
Yes.
In hindsight, looking back, is there anything that you would advise to someone else that's looking to do this at all? Like, maybe something to look out for, something you might change next time? Just mm-hmm. any words of wisdom.
Well, I would absolutely recommend going to a PBL workshop
yeah.
at some point, because I thought I had an understanding of what it was beforehand, mm-hmm. and I was totally in left field with
right.
it. I really didn't understand it. Using the resources that are out there, mm-hmm. I think, is something I wish I had done more, because I tried to create a lot of my own resources
mm-hmm.
That were more tailored to my kids, which some of them were helpful, but using the tried and tested resources, I think, would have helped me more.
Okay.
Especially the videos. The videos out there online that, like, the Buck Institute has given,
okay.
or the other, you know, really strong PBLs
yeah.
have out there. I wish I had used those as examples for myself and for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah,
because the kids haven't done this either before.
Yeah.
So they don't, they're just thinking it's another project. They're
yeah.
not aware of the scope mm-hmm. of it yet.
And also, I wish I had budgeted much more time. Because I
yeah.
thought it was going to take 5 to 7 weeks, but you also have to budget snow days and the things that you
yeah.
don't think about.
This winter's been
so
hard.
I wish I had actually spent more like 6 to 9 weeks on it
mm-hmm.
instead. Because we didn't even actually, we weren't able to spend as much time
mm-hmm.
doing the research and kind of the celebration part of it
yeah.
as I wish we hadn't been able to.
Gotcha. So. And so for those of the listeners that are saying 6 to 8 weeks, I don't have that in my curriculum for a project. It's not a project in the sense of a culminating activity. It's
Mm-mm.
the learning itself. So it is the unit. That's the difference between project-based learning
mm-hmm.
and a culminating project at the
yes.
end of the unit. So it's not like you're designating 6 to 8 weeks for an assessment.
Absolutely not. No, and it doesn't have to be 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
But
it does take a
yeah.
longer period of time.
Yes, it's more time than you think, but when we were going through the workshop, they showed us a couple examples that were 3 weeks long.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to necessarily be this whole gigantic unit,
mm-hmm.
But it will take more time than you think, especially in your first one.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that you had high aspirations to involve, you know, foreign language teachers in the social studies department,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that's a great cross-curricular avenue to go down, but sometimes it's just not feasible with common planning times and things like that.
It was pretty hard to be able to get everyone together, and that's something that if you do want to be cross-curricular,
mm-hmm.
the planning in advance is necessary.
Yeah.
Because I thought that I would be able to just do it as I went along, and I really wish I had planned earlier
mm-hmm.
so that I could get their input, even just for just more resources.
Yeah.
That would have been more helpful.
Right. From the social studies department. Yes. Okay, we're doing a research project on this, and they could have given you a little bit. Yeah, so definitely reach out to your colleagues and see if you have someone that you'd like to work with and collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
Any other things that you would want to mention about this at all?
It's not as scary as I thought it was
going
to be.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. It sounds intimidating when you just mention it in passing, but I actually had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
Because I loved being able to see, they were really into it. They were very committed, and they were always really excited to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little bit of convincing at first.
Yeah.
They weren't totally on board, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they got into it by the end.
Yeah.
And I absolutely, I'm going to do something like this again in the future. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
But they told us at the workshop, just try one.
Yeah.
Just try one
baby
unit.
Steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to jump into it head first with all of your units or all of your classes. And I'm really happy that I did that. Especially with my high schoolers who do have, they have a bit more understanding, obviously, of their instruments. They are better under, they know how to do research projects. So
mm-hmm.
that part of it was really helpful. So
mm-hmm.
testing it out with a group that you think you can, that can handle it before you start to adapt it. Next year, I'll try it with my middle schoolers, but I'm really happy that I started with my high school first.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. I like that. And so, I mean, there are schools that are completely project-based schools. I student-taught at a charter school. It was a PBL school.
Mm-hmm.
So everything they do is project-based. But just because VVS isn't a project-based focused school doesn't mean that you can't take one unit out of your curriculum and make it project-based.
Yeah, exactly.
And just give it a try. And obviously reach out to those that have training in it. Alex, there's various other people in the district that have that training as well, and myself.
Oh yeah, I went to, there were quite a few VVS people
at
that workshop, and I know other people that have gone to the other workshops.
Right.
They've offered it pretty often now.
Yes. It's a big up-and-coming initiative across the state, honestly, the globe, really.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, please reach out to us, and like Alex said, don't feel afraid to go to a workshop, because they are very, very worth it. And so, yeah. Anything else before we end?
I just think it was such a great experience.
Yeah.
I just want to shout it from the rooftop. Everyone should try it.
Right.
And I wish I had tried it sooner.
Okay.
And I wish I was on board sooner.
Yeah.
You know, even though last year was my first year teaching, but
yeah,
I did
cut yourself a break here.
Yeah, well, I did learn about it in college, and I was not into it.
Yeah, but you were first year, you gotta get familiar.
Sure.
But so we end the podcast every episode with a techie teacher shout out. Do you have any colleagues that you want to shout out?
I would like to give a huge thank you and shout out to Tina Laramie
because
she put together so many resources for those kids. I would not have been able to find any of those, so I'm very grateful for all of the help that she gave me in finding all of these resources, and I know the kids, they definitely did a better job on their projects because of those resources,
mm-hmm.
so thank you very much, Tina.
Yes, she's just integral to VVS High School.
Yes.
She really is, and I've been waiting, we're about 6 episodes in, and I've been waiting for someone to mention her, because that's how, she helps everybody with everything,
mm-hmm.
so, and especially me, like, if I were going to give a techie teacher shout out, it would be to Tina Laramie, so
yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Laramie, for all that you do, you're fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody, and thank you to Miss Page for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, it was great.
Awesome, thank you.